Maseches Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, until Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. There's a concept known as Shomea Ka'one, which literally means one who hears, it's as if he answers. And the meaning behind this concept is that in order to fulfill one's obligation of making a bracha, one doesn't actually have to say the bracha, but he could fulfill his obligation by hearing the bracha from somebody else. As long as he has the intention that he's fulfilling his obligation, as well as the person making the bracha, he must also have the intention of allowing this other person to sort of latch onto his bracha and fulfill his obligation. This is what is known as Shomea Ka'one, that just by hearing it, it's as if you actually said the bracha. Now, when it comes to Birkos Hane'enin, which are brachas made upon benefiting from something, for example, the brachas you make on food, in order to use the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one, the person who is making the bracha has to be obligated in that bracha. Meaning he can't just say a shahakonya bidvarai on behalf of somebody else and not drink or eat anything. It's only if he needs to make that bracha anyway that he can allow somebody else to latch onto it and both of them to fulfill their obligation via that one bracha. The truth is, actually, it's generally preferable to use the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one rather than each individual making a bracha. The pasuk says, Barov am hadras melech, that Hashem's glory is manifest more when there's lots of people. When there's one bracha which is covering many people, then that's a bigger glory for Hashem, and therefore it's preferable to use the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one than each individual making their own bracha. However, as our Mishnah is about to tell us, there's a condition attached. Namely, in order for me to fulfill my obligation via your bracha, we have to be eating as a group. It's not enough that we both need to say the same bracha, but we have to have a kavius, which means we have to be in a state where we are there in a fixed manner, and we're eating together. We're not just both snacking quickly, grabbing something to eat, without properly sitting down to eat it. Rather, we've got to eat properly as a group in order to use Shomea Ka'one. Now, during the period of the Mishnah, the way they would eat a proper meal is that they would recline. They would lean to their left, similar to what we do on Seder night nowadays. And only if they did that, would that show that it was a fixed meal. So the Mishnah begins, Ha'yoshvin le'echol. If there was a group of people who were sitting down to eat, even if they sit around the same table, as long as they don't recline, kol echad ve'echad mevorech la'atzmai, each one should make a bracha for himself, because they are showing that they are eating in a temporary manner. However, heisebu, if they did recline, they did lean towards their left, then they have a proper kavias, they're considered one group together, and therefore echad mevorech l'chulon, one of them should make a bracha for all of them, using the mechanism of shomea ka'one. The truth is, nowadays, just by sitting down, that would be enough, because that's the way we eat a proper meal. Continues the Mishnah, we said earlier on that if one makes a bracha on wine before the meal begins, then that would generally exempt him from making a bracha for the rest of the meal. But of course, if he hadn't made a bracha on the wine before the meal began, then he will need to make a bracha during the meal. Now what happens if once again you've got a group of people, and they're eating a proper meal together, so they technically could use the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one, and Bolehem Yayim Seicha Mazon, wine is brought to them during the meal, while they're eating. The halacha is that kol echad ve'echad mevorech la'atzmai, that actually each individual should make a bracha for himself, and they shouldn't use Shomea Ka'one. The reason for this is because since everybody is busy eating, they're unlikely to concentrate fully on the bracha being made, so they won't be able to fulfill their obligation with that. And a second reason is also because if they answer amen to the bracha, while they've got a mouthful, they might choke and it's dangerous. And therefore, to avoid that danger, each person should make a bracha for himself. However, la'achar mozon, if the wine comes to them after they've finished eating, then echad v'ach l'chulam, one person can and should make a bracha for all of them, using the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one, because here there is no danger of choking, and everybody's finished eating, so they will concentrate on the bracha. Now, there was a custom in the times of the Mishnah that after benching, they would often bring spices and incense for everybody to smell and make another bracha on this smell of besomim, of the spices. And once again, it's preferable that one person should make the bracha for everybody. And even though you would think that the most respected person there should be the one to make this bracha, the Mishnah says that for who Omer Alei Mukmar? He, meaning the person who just made the bracha on the wine on behalf of everybody, should also be the one who says the bracha al hamugmar on these incense, on these spices. Since he started making the bracha on behalf of everybody, he should make this bracha as well. Afal pi she'ein mevinas hamugmar el al achar se'uda. Even though they would only bring the incense after the meal, and after they've benched, so it is separate from the meal, nevertheless, the same person who made the bracha on the wine on behalf of everybody, he is the one who should continue and make this bracha on behalf of everybody.